but not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. This Sunday is a Sunday where we tend to think of our mutual ministry, the ministry in which we all share, and that none of us are greater than the other. We are servants of all. It's the time of servant ministry. And I am blessed to be here in this community for, as we exhibited this week, as Fran exhibited, as you all exhibited by assisting, we are servants one to another as we serve God. And none of us sees ourselves to be greater than. But we live in a world where that's a common thought, and it even creeps into the church. I want to tell you an anecdote of when I was just newly minted as a clergyman. In other words, I'd just been ordained. And I went to a parish where I was to be a deacon for a year. Go to seminary, but run out to this parish on weekends, then look after things there, and then run back to King's in Halifax for my education. And the people had a potluck supper. And I was, you know, happy to go, and I went. And when I got there, all the chairs were set up, but up on the stage was a set of table and chairs, and with candles on it and everything. And they said, "That's for you, minister." They called me sir. Imagine being called sir when you're 23. But anyway, "That's for you, sir." And I said, "What?" And they said, "Yes, the minister always said that this is where he wanted to be, up on the stage, and we'll bring you food." Well, I said, "You're not doing that for me." I said, "You take the chairs and tables, and I'll help you, and we'll put it down on the floor, and I'll eat down there. I'm not going up on the stage." "Oh, but this is what we want." I said, "Whoever gave you that idea is wrong. We're called to be servants of each other. And it's a practice that I've always had, that I will never ask anybody to do anything, including cleaning toilets, unless I'm able to do it and I do it myself." We are called to be humble before God, and we're all called to be servants. But sadly, we live in a world where people think that somehow they're better than. And we see it creeping into all human organizations. And what we have to do is always be on guard of it within ourselves, that we don't have some kind of personal right because we are whoever we think we are. And it's easy to happen. I mean, I was looking at the slate of electors for the elections in Abbotsford yesterday, where I live. And I have to tell you, I know maybe this would be offensive, but I didn't think there was much there. But then I had to give my head a shake and say, well, look, these people have got out of their chairs and they've taken the risk and be brave to allow their names to stand for public office. And who knows what's going to be the commands on them. But we have to give them credit for being ready to serve the community as a servant. Because even if they get paid, and I have no idea if they get paid or not, but they're still going to get a lot of abuse because everybody's going to want to think that they know how to do their job better than they do. And so we have to commend everyone, and we have to be careful in our own attitude about what we think about the work that someone else is doing. And if we have something to say, the best thing to do is to say it to the person who needs to hear it, not our neighbor. Not someone who doesn't care, not to join the gossip mill, but to sit down with a person and say, "I think that this is what I observe, and this makes me feel, or I think that, and I would like to have a discussion with you about it." And that's much more productive and constructive than other ways of doing it. So I commend all those who ran for office municipally across the province yesterday. And I wish all those who got elected the best, because it's not going to be easy, because it never is. And we're living in a very dynamic time. And we have to remember that. But we are called to be servants, that when we give, we don't expect something back. I'll teach you a great old theological word this morning, supererogation. How many of you have ever heard of the word supererogation before? It's in the prayer book, in the back, in part of the 39 articles. And supererogation means building up credits. So that there used to be a thought that if you do a whole bunch of good deeds, you can go out and mess up, and God will give you an automatic forgiveness because you've built up so many good chits with God. And that's called supererogation. And the Anglican Church said, there's no such thing as supererogation. You cannot build up sort of bennies with God so you can pull one out when you have. I know, it's too bad. But anyway, we are not about supererogation. We are called to be servants of servants. And we are called to serve. And called to serve in a humble way. Not expecting great rewards. Because the reward we have is the gift of life. We are given a gift of life by God. And we're given the gift of life in a world that's beautiful. And God resides within us. And we are called to use this gift of life to help build up the world in a way that's safe. In a way that's beautiful. In a way that's constructive. That's our calling as Christians. And that's part of what was going on in the gospel. You see, the apostles were wanting to benefit from being with Jesus. It's a human thing. And they were looking for Jesus to grant them special positions. And Jesus said, no, that's not happening. I don't grant that. And he called his disciples, and we are his disciples today, to be servant of servants, to serve each other and to serve the world. Doesn't mean that we're supposed to be doormats. It does mean we're supposed to speak into situations. We are there to serve, but we're not there to destroy or to gain from things. And that's a message that it appears to me that the world is losing. We look around how people have benefits from powers and positions that they hold. And they want to, quote, game the system. But that's not a Christian. That's not the Christian way. So if you know of somebody who's gaming the system, I think it's appropriate to quietly say, you're gaming the system. And you proclaim to be a Christian. This is not the Christian way. They may be a little hostile towards you. I've had that experience. But they will get over it. So long as you yourself are following the Christian pathway of loving God and giving and being a servant to others. Now, I've had experience over the years that people say, well, I do that, but I constantly have been taken advantage of. I feel people use my own understanding of Christian ministry and Christian life against me. And that can happen, of course. But it's incumbent upon us to also have good boundaries. I was thinking about when I was preparing this sermon a couple of months ago, was to have you do a physical exercise. And that is, you ask everybody to say no. And everybody sort of says no. And then you say, well, I want you to stand up. So everybody stands up. And I get people to judo chop the air. And then I get them to do it harder. And then I ask them to stomp their foot. And then I ask them to stomp their foot again. And then stomp their foot again and judo chop the air. And then stomp the foot, judo chop the air, and say no altogether. Then you get a strong no. It's okay to say no. It's okay to have boundaries. No, as you've heard me say, is a love word. And I personally, as director, always appreciate an honest no rather than a tepid yes. Because if you've said yes, I know you're choosing to serve. You're choosing that ministry. You're saying it wholeheartedly, and you're committed to the job. If you know, you always have freedom to say no. So as Christians who are servants, and we are called to be servants, it's also okay to have boundaries. If you read the Gospels, you will see where Jesus has said no. Jesus had boundaries. He also had compassion and love. And so being a servant of servants is important to have a balance between serving and giving and also saying no. Because no is a love word. So today as we think about our ministries and we give thanks to God for the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, it's also important to have a balance that we are always knowing we are called to serve. We're like our breakfast cereal. Here we have a box of Cheerios. I want you, as Christians, to see yourself like breakfast cereal, crisp and ready to serve. But at the same time, have an ability to say no. Because when you say no, then you also know you're called at some point to say yes. But feel free to say yes to the ministry that you are being called to do. Like the folks who said yes to the ministry we had in this parish this week. So I pray that as we receive the communion, the love of God given and poured into us, that we return thanks for this gift of love from God. We return it fully and forcefully, for we are the people of God called to serve. May God bless us all. Amen.